I don't know why as soon as I pressed the record button, like literally couldn't even get my finger off the button good. I had a burp. I'm laying down. I'm gassy. Oh, I ain't even gonna lie to y'all. I look, he forgot I had a podcast. I mean, getting my life together, working towards my length goals, my life goals. Yeah, it's raining outside. I don't know. I never know what to talk about, but I feel like these are pretty decent. Like, it's a pretty decent podcast. Like, got my Spotify Wrapped for my podcast, basically. And it was showing, like, nice stuff. And all the people that are listening all over the countries. And I appreciate it. I'm very concerned as to what the sound quality is going to sound like. Because I am laying down and holding my phone. And that is just how I'm recording this. Yep. It's cold outside. But I like to be cold. Like, I like to be freezing. It's 62 degrees in my house right now because I want it that way. Because I prefer it that way. I wish I could say all is well, but I've decided what career path I'm going to go towards. It's just going to remain a secret. The fuck? Y'all already be knowing, like, too much about my life. Like, I'm not going to tell y'all everything. But I'm going to get up out of the restaurant industry. I can't do it anymore. I really couldn't do it before. And I'm tired. And people are mean. And it is what it is. But I'm tired of being in the fucking food industry. I'm tired right now. Like, part of me wants to pause this podcast and just... I am a napping queen. Like, I am, if somebody had to be the faces of naps, it would be me. Like, and I mean, like, sleeping, not like the naps in your head. Yeah, but I be liking life and my new career choice that I'm trying to aspire towards, saving money towards and moving towards. And hope it's all gonna work out. I feel like some wise advice my dad gave me, a man who is not that wise, but he do have his moments. He said, usually if you're like doing what you're supposed to do in life, like meaning if you're working towards a goal, the universe will put everything else in place. And I feel like that's true. Like, things do, they do be working out. You know, maybe not when I want them to work out, but they do work out. And I'm grateful for the times where they do work out. But I hope everyone listening to this is like, okay. Hope new listeners aren't sad. I would say my mood lately, I don't know, I've been really good about staying inside, not going out as much. Spending less money because I'm trying to save towards this goal. And I've been really good about being kinder to myself and more patient with myself. For real. So let me pause this and I'm gonna come back. I might take a nap first. I really might. It won't matter. It's all going to line up the same. Yeah. So, I know it's not going to seem that way, this way, because y'all listened to the episode all at once, but that episode I started like 2 weeks ago from the first segment, and I literally fell asleep in the process of trying to finish it, and so much shit has happened
Whew. Let me tell you. Hopefully, I'm... Damn. I am in the process of buying the courses I need to take to start my new career path. I'm actually probably going to buy it while I'm recording this episode. And yeah, I'm so excited. Like, I was talking to this girl at work. My job been down bad. People been out left and right because of COVID. Like, when I tell you motherfuckers getting COVID, going out, other hoes getting it, going out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're really short staff right now. So they asked me to, everybody knows I work in restaurants, it's not a secret, but they asked me to host, and like, they don't ask me to pick up shifts because I'm lazy. So I know if they asking me to pick up a shift, they must be down horrendous. Down horrendously. And I hope that, like, I hope this doesn't sound like my computer. I'm gonna re-listen to it. Actually, I'm gonna pause real quick and listen to it and come back. Okay, so it sounded fine. But no, they asked me to host, and I was telling the girl I was hosting what I was like, look, bitch, I need to get my life together. And she was like a New Year's resolution. I said, no, bitch, it's gonna take longer than a year. I got a goal. This gotta be like my life resolution. Like, everything gotta get better. And she was like, I can respect that. I was also like, I took an edible, so I was very under the influence. But, and yes, I was at work because I was just hosting, and you don't need to be sober to sit people down. So I, moral of that story is, I don't even know where I was going with that story, but yeah. It sounded fine. My computer and the sound, whatever. That's why I paused the last segment. But I just, I don't know. I'm feeling really good because just purchased the classes that I need for me to move forward into my new career. And I am so excited for this new year to start and just, you know, ending up this year by, you know, go ahead and starting taking my classes and working at my own pace and moving forward into a new career, because this year has been so hard on me. And just not knowing where I want to go or what I want to do, or, you know, having any motivation because so much is going on. It's scary. Like, I don't know. I'm just so grateful. But I'm excited. I think this new career path, everybody I've told, it's been like, this is going to be great for you. You're going to be amazing. And I just really appreciate the love and support. Speaking of support, let's talk about hatred. This bitch, I found out my ex-best friend blocked me on everything today. I don't know if she blocked me today. I just found out today. But if you're listening to this, fuck you. I'm glad we're not friends anymore. You literally were making me miserable. I felt like I couldn't tell you shit without you complaining or making me feel guilty, and every single thing I said ever, you just turned into a negative, which was great. Like, honestly, so glad that that was a friendship in my life. Just kidding. If I was grateful, I'd still be friends with the bitch. But fuck her, because our friendship ended because she didn't want to apologize to me or be honest with me. And those are like bare minimum qualities of people. Like, I shouldn't, you know, have to beg you to be honest with me, and I'm calling you my friend. Like, you should just want to be honest with me anyways. I don't even know what to update on in my love life. I guess I have a sneaky link now, but I'm pretty much over that situation. I really don't even want to be bothered with him anymore. The spark has gone. Like, I made a mistake and hooked up with somebody I worked with, trifling, and he turned out to be a psycho. Like,
fucking psycho. I don't know why I always attract the most mentally unstable men in my life ever. Like, they don't be having it together. And I don't have it together, but they really don't be having it together. They be in shambles, shreds. Like, I don't even know how to describe. The one guy at work is very, like, narcissistic. He's, like, in his early 30s. And you can't tell men in their early 30s nothing. You really can't. Like, their word is the fucking gospel to them. Like, they just think they always right. They know everything there is to know about every detail of everything ever. It's just really exhausting. And he's rude. Like, he don't apologize for shit. And he was trying to tell one of my other coworkers, like, I like sad girl. That's me, you know. Sad girl, but I couldn't be in a relationship with her. She's crazy. I said, I'm crazy, bitch. You're the one talking about me. You're sitting here, I couldn't be in a relationship with her. Newsflash, dummy. We're not in a fucking relationship. Like, you're already not dating me. So instead of talking about how you're not dating me, why don't you just live your fucking life and be happy? Like, I don't know. Something wrong with him. So I went off on him and I cussed him out because I was like, I never ever wanted to be in a relationship with him. And I basically, it's like, don't sit here and make it seem like it was me, because I told him the night we hooked up, I was like, I'm not in a good place to be in a relationship. We were very honest with each other, and he said the same thing. Like, so I don't understand how he's getting this whole narrative of I couldn't be in a relationship with her. That was never on the table. You couldn't be in a relationship with me because I didn't want you to be in a relationship with me. And I don't get it. Like, for somebody who is, like, so concerned as to not being in a relationship with me, like, why are you so obsessed, bro? You're already not dating me. You're already not in a relationship with me. You're already, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to be in a relationship. You're not. So just live your life. I just don't understand it. He's very, to me, it feels like projection. And I don't have time to be figuring out men's feelings. Like, you can either tell me you like me or you can go on. But either way, I'm moving. You know, I got stuff to do. Got this new career I'm trying to obtain. So I don't have time to sit here and wonder about who likes me and who doesn't. Because I don't give a fuck, bro. Either you like me or you don't. He's very, like, fucking weird, too. He watches me at work. He's so embarrassing. This man literally will get drunk and crash on people's couches that he barely even knows. And it's like, bro, like, you're 30. Stop getting so drunk to where you can't drive home and you have to spend the night at people's houses. That's awkward. And it's like, people don't mind. Like, obviously, if you need a place to stay. But this is every time you get drunk. People don't want to hang out with people like that. Like, every single time you get drunk, people are worried about how you're going to get home. Worried about... And he overstays his welcome, too, y'all. He's really fucking weird. Like, he does not know when to leave. He doesn't get social cues at all. Like, everybody I work with hates him. I don't even know why I hooked up with this man. I feel like I was drunk the first night we hooked up. And he is cute. And he was there, so yeah. Big mistake. Wish I didn't do it. 10 out of 10, would not recommend. Yeah. So there's that. And then so that happened. I cussed him out. And then I recently met this other kid, my little sneaky link, and we get along well. He's from another country. He's from Afghanistan. Had to whisper that in the United States. You know, they'd be freaking out over here about it. But, he's from Afghanistan. And he's really nice. He's, like, one of the nicest people I've ever met. Super sweet kid. And, I don't know. We just kind of get along. And I appreciate his company over everything. I really do. I'm finding it very hard to give a fuck about these men. Like, I really am. Like, I care about them, but I care about me more. And my future and what I want is so much more important than, like, having a hookup. having somebody to cuddle with at night, because like I got a stuffed animal I can throw in the microwave. It's one of the microwavable stuffed animals, and that bitch will keep me warm, and she smells like lavender. Like, that's all I need, for real. I hope that didn't pick up. I just passed gas. What else is new in my life? I don't know. For the first time in a long time, I really feel so happy. And I hope everybody else feels the same way. I hope that with this new year starting, everybody is just being able to reset and resettle, because something really bad happened to me at the beginning of last year. And ended up leading me to making this podcast. And I'm grateful for, you know, this podcast and having a way to express myself. But that event did happen. It's a part of my life. And it's altered how I see my future, my future relationships will go. And it sucks. But also, like, you know, I've learned so much about myself. I've learned so much about myself in the process of awful things happening to me. And this year, I think if I could pick a word to describe this year was really eye-opening for me with every single thing that came. Like, every single aspect of my life has been altered in some way. Like, my car stopped working a couple weeks ago. That bit fixed now. She fixed now. She really is. But she was in the shop. I had to get my entire brake system replaced. So it's just like making my eyes have opened in a way that I'm grateful for things like honest people in my life. I'm grateful for my job, even though I'm about to leave it. grateful that I have somewhere to come home to and a bed to sleep in. Grateful that I have, you know, people that care about me. I have like a car that works. I have, you know, just so much is happening. So much trauma that I am just grateful to be alive at this point. And I'm grateful that I'm about to start my new career. Period. Y'all didn't know I could sing, did y'all? Y'all know I had little vocals on me. What else is going on? Oh my God, COVID brings out the fucking worst in people. It really does. Like, ugh. It brings out the worst in corporations. It brings out the worst in, like, people. And just, like, people being shitty, not wanting to get tested, not wanting to tell people that they might be sick or might have been exposed. Like, motherfuckers out here grimy nowadays. I'm gonna be careful. I'm trying to think of what else, like, I can update on. My roommate's doing well. And I probably still his girlfriend's dog, because I love the dog. He's great. I don't know. I'm doing well. And I think it sucks that I don't have time to sit down and make these as much as I would like to. But just know, the more I stay off of here and the least amount of podcasts I put out, probably the better off I'm doing. I mean, when I first started this episode, I think I was down bad. I think I had just gotten to that fight with dude, because back to the coworker situation. Let's rewind that. I ended up having to cuss him out in my other coworker's car because he had pissed me off. This was the whole situation about him saying he didn't want to date me and him calling me crazy when he's like the one who talks about me and stares at me at work and is the one obsessing over the fact that he doesn't want to be in a relationship with me and he already isn't in one with me. But anyway, I digress. But I had to let him have it. Like, I'm very done biting my tongue with men. I'm so sorry, because I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry at all, because men don't hesitate to tell us how they feel about anything, and it's super annoying. So I'm just over it. I really am. I guess that's what you can call this fucking episode. I am over it. And I don't know. I'm doing well. I'm happy. And I hope everyone who is listening to this is happy as well. And I hope that, you know, this brief update, because I feel like it's not, I'm not getting into like the juicy things that I always usually talk about, but my life's been pretty like calm lately since I figured out what direction I wanted to go in and just focusing on making myself happy, because obviously no one else is gonna do it. Nobody else is gonna make you happy. They really aren't. Like, people are so fucking disappointing. That's the one thing you can count on people to do, is to disappoint. But you only get disappointed when you expect things. I hate that fucking quote so much, because it's like, I don't expect things until people tell me to expect stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just living my life. But, and also, it's not outrageous to expect stuff. It's not outrageous to expect things like the truth. And it's not outrageous to expect, like, honesty and people to be good people. But I don't know, you want to give people, I don't know, we live in a world where people are like, don't expect stuff, but give people the benefit of the doubt, and like shut the fuck up, y'all are contradicting, like, fuck off, how about that, go late in traffic, because you aggravating me, like, no, it's okay to expect stuff, it really is, it's okay to want stuff, and it's okay to, you know, manifest stuff, but it's definitely okay to expect things like the truth. That's a bare minimum quality to get from people. But some people can't even give you that. And those people who say not to expect stuff are disappointing people themselves. So they're probably people who don't give a fuck about other people, or just completely narcissistic. So fuck those people, and those, their opinion don't fucking count. Bye. They're stupid. So next time somebody tells you not to expect things, tell them to get the fuck out of your face. Yeah. And to be quiet. Oh. So, at some point during the summer, I was hanging out with these 30-year-olds who, like, didn't have any of their shit together. And I like both of them. One of them still be trying to hit me up. And I'm like, listen, let's stop this. Random. But it's just a thought I had. He be trying to hit me up, trying to hang out. I'm like, bro, no. No. Our cosmic paths don't align anymore, babe. Like, they did for a little second there, but no. And it's crazy, because when you start figuring out where you want to go, what you want, and moving towards your goal, people drop like flies. They really do. And it's like, do they drop? Like, I didn't drop them. Like, I still would talk to them. No, they were removed for a reason. You haven't heard from them for a reason. And you believe that. So don't be sad that you're not hearing from them. Don't. You don't deserve that. But, I mean, to everybody listening to this, thank you for listening. I don't really know if I said anything worth listening to, but I'm grateful you made it to this point in the podcast. And I hope you have a great day. Sending you happy girl vibes always.